But cave crickets, on the other hand, come and go. They certainly are one of these connectors between the life in the cave and the environment outside the cave. They're extremely important to the food web of the cave because they go out and feed, but they come into the cave to rest or find refuge and to reproduce. So when they come into the cave, they bring nutrients from outside the cave, nutrients that now are cave crickets. And when those cave crickets do their business in the cave, shall we say, other organisms, be it those cave beetles or bacteria and other things that make up part of the food web of the cave, will consume that material as decomposers. The cave crickets lay their eggs in the cave. Well, wouldn't you know that there are cave beetles that have cued into that life cycle of the cave cricket and now are able to find the eggs of the cave cricket, and that those eggs become an extremely important part of the nutrient flow of the cave system, because of course then those cave beetles are going to be eaten by something else, and on and on and on. So a lot of work has been done in the area of South Central Kentucky in the Hidden River Cave area, Mammoth Cave, by ecologists and biologists looking at this connection between that cave cricket's life outside the cave and then the important time that it spends in the cave. But I'm so glad that we have cave crickets because, as I said, you know, sometimes it's the only thing that a little impatient 4 or 5 or 6 year old is able to actually see or have you point out to them. And when they're in the, they don't hop around and move around like a lot of the cave critters because, again, it's cool in there, and they are invertebrates, so they're not moving real rapidly, and they're easy to see. Now they do blend in. They do blend in with the cave wall, and but they're so pretty conspicuous otherwise. And you can tell the difference between the males and the females pretty easily. The females have an extension off of their abdomen called an ovipositor, and this is what they use to penetrate the cave soil to deposit their eggs. So that's something that you can also show to youngsters when they're in the cave, and they will gain a greater appreciation then for the cave cricket. And my understanding is that they're also very important indicators. As we talked about the salamanders, cave crickets also thought to be very important indicators of environmental health. So I think we're still working some of those connections out in terms of how to use them as a predictor. But in general, we do think that they're important health indicators for cave systems.